Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Another edition of the PPPD edition is back on another new week here in the dog days of summer. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas for the Purple Project Podcast, where this podcast is all about covering all things K-State sports-wise here for a college town in K-State University here in Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas, presented to you by our partner for the summer, Rally in the Valley, Auto Fest 2022, counting down the days to that, August 6th, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Those of you who are going to be coming out of the state, you can find that information podcast, or that was a daily a while back ago now, so you can find that in the archives of the Purple Project Podcast feed for more information on that. Registration starts at 8, and award ceremony for these classic cars will be at 4 o'clock. So, more information on that, and there's going to be a lot of other activities going on in between those hours as well. I know there's a youth rally car drag race or something like that going on as well. So, there's lots going on, in particularly, really, on that day. Of course, the exhibition matchup with K-State soccer here as well at 1 o'clock as well. So action-packed August 6th, and I believe that should be the first Saturday of the month there as well. So definitely make sure if you have a classic car or you antique car you want to bring down to Manhattan, Kansas for a show, which will take place, by the way, by the Midwest Car Building on the west side of Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, I live on the west side of town, so that's not obviously too far away from me, obviously. So more information, you can find that podcast in the feed, in the Triple P feed there as well. Real quick here, obviously, I don't have my soundboard on me at the moment, so we're gonna roll like we normally do before I got a soundboard anyways with this another K-State commit over the weekend. I believe this is the sixth or seventh one now, if you were to count, obviously, if you go back really a couple weeks ago to Dylan Edwards. You had a couple defensive players in there, obviously the biggest pawn of them all, the number one athlete in the state of Kansas, Avery Johnson, coming here as well. Both Dylan and Avery will be coming here next spring to get on campus right off the bat as well. And you can add Jackson Fulmer to the list here, a 6'5", 267-pound three-star offensive tackle. And remember, folks, K-State's also obviously loaded on the offensive front as well. But hey, does not hurt to continue to load up on offensive line weapons. Connor Riley doing a nice job there. You know you're going to lose a couple, possibly, after this year. Again, I know we've been getting way ahead of ourselves, it seems like, for the past couple weeks on the podcast, really everywhere. But the future right now looking pretty damn good for K-State football right now. And Fulmer picked the Cats over these schools. Let's take a look at them. Arizona State, Pac-12, Boise State. That's been a cause to be in the national rankings for the last decade or so. Colorado, that's a Pac-12 team. Oregon State, Pac-12 team. Washington State, Pac-12 team. So K-State knocking off the Pac-12, mainly to get Fulmer here. Connor Riley getting another offensive tackle here in Fulmer as well. Big news there. So you add him to the list as well. And he had, again, those are huge offers. And, of course, Boise State, according to what I read, came across over the weekend, was the biggest suitor for him. But Jackson picked us, baby. So here we go again with these recruits. You got to look for, and I like the fact that, you know, looking around the nation, right, you're looking at other colleges recruiting for not only this year, next year, but the year before. So we're talking about me and my co-host Alex on the Trophy Weekly. Really, you've heard this word over and over again in this podcast when talking about football, is the depth, the lack of depth here, and yeah. So again, it doesn't hurt to start looking ahead at 24, but obviously the class of 2023 really coming in around the form for K-State. They moved up a few spots in the top 50 now, so lots to look forward to. And I think we might not be done yet. Obviously we're in approaching the middle of July, probably not done yet with choices, obviously, with the move. And we talked about this on last week's episode 107 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which, of course, you have not downloaded that, please go back and check that out wherever you get your podcast. And episode 107 and 108, both out for listening pleasure for you. So you want K-State content from a couple of K-State alums, Pro Project Podcast is the place to get it. But yeah, so there's that news there. And staying within the football range here, tweeted out today by the lead guy, Mr. Manhattan himself, Mitch Fortner. This is kind of a milestone day here for K-State football here. Guys, K-State Nation, today, as I'm recording this podcast, marks 5,000. Let me repeat myself again, 5,000 days since KU knocked off K-State in the Sunflower Showdown. You got to go back to when I was not even here in the state of Kansas, where I think it was Todd Reesing that knocked off K-State. I'm pretty sure it was him, because that KU team in Reesing's 2 years, I think he was a JUCO transfer or something like that. And you Cats fans probably was like, wide eye, like, damn, this guy know KU football? Like, no, I just happen to know the QB. Obviously, they went to BCS Bowl under Mark Mangino. And ever since then, this is an amazing stat here, folks. K-State has beaten these guys 13 straight wins. And another number to throw at you via Mitch Fortner, 10 quarterbacks. 10 different quarterbacks that K-State's beaten on the gridiron. Hopefully, we're going to make it 14 here in Manhattan. Obviously, KU's the last game, which I like. Personally, for me, I like that, because it doesn't really make sense for me. For at least, I'm coming from the South, where Florida State was always the last game on the schedule. And no matter what the record is, well, and particularly if the teams are good. Now, obviously, you know, Florida State are kind of trying to trend in the right directions. I know Florida's have a good recruiting class themselves. Boy, they've gotten some beast, I tell you that. But that's a whole other podcast for another time. But what I'm getting at is you have these good rivalry games, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, Michigan State. Michigan State usually is in the middle of the year too. But I personally, my preference, I like the rivalry game, in-state rivalry games, right? In the end of the season, either the second to last or the last game of the year. So personally for me, I like this move here. We get the KU Jayhawks here in Manhattan, and that's an astounding stat right there. Obviously, I made a comment on the latest edition of the weekly podcast that, you know, for the preseason anyways, I would have put KU ahead of Texas Tech, because Texas Tech probably had more coaching changes. The KU has changed quarterbacks because of the dysfunctional that what's going on in Lubbock down there. But yeah, Todd Reesing, the last quarterback to beat K-State. We played Jason Bean and Jalen Daniels. Actually, we played Jalen Daniels in the COVID year. We played Jason Bean last year. Peyton Bender, I remember him. Carter Stanley. Oh boy, media hyped him up, obviously. Oh, I can go down that road, but Ryan Willis, I ain't heard of him. Some of these guys, Michael Cummings, what? Jake Heaps, I heard of him. Dane Crist, Jordan Webb, yeah, that was kind of in the era where when I was here in Manhattan, especially Jordan Webb, Dane Crist, those guys were quarterbacks at KU when I was going to school at K-State. And yes, and it all in circles around Reesing. I already talked about that. So yeah, bottom line is, damn, that is that's a huge milestone there. 5,000th day today on this Pro Project Podcast Daily, K-State has not lost on the football field to Kansas University, KU, whatever. Man, I find that kind of fascinating there, but it's a good day to be a Wildcat. Every day is a good day to be a Wildcat. Blessed to be a alumni of K-State as well, and very excited to what's to come, obviously, for the fall. Obviously, I might have some work come to fall. I don't know yet, obviously. There's some moving parts on my end right now that I'm figuring out myself. But this K-State podcast ain't going anywhere. That is for sure. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. If you've been following us for quite a while now, or you've been following us for a year or so, this podcast has been celebrating for 2 years now. We appreciate your support as well. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan, a student, about this podcast, as we are kind of coming up on that time for the new athletic sports season 2022-23 campaign here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's going to start with soccer, preseason soccer, and of course culminates with September 3rd opening kickoff right here in Bill Snyder Family Stadium against South Dakota in primetime. And of course the annual 6 o'clock game Central Time in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, make sure you find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this daily edition of the podcast, the PPPD edition of the podcast. Again, since it's pretty quiet the rest of the month, we're still doing the 3 days. I do know that, along with the weekly podcast, as we're back down to one this week after a busy week last week. And then once August arrives at our doorstep, probably more than likely go back to everyday coverage of covering sports. So obviously volleyball getting ready to hit the floor here pretty soon as well. Football going to be getting fall camp here pretty soon. And oh, by the way, yes, Big Ten. Oh, heck no. The Big 12 media days coming to you. Obviously Wednesday, the Chris Kleiman, Deuce Vaughn, Adrian Martinez, Eli Huggins, Daniel Green representing the Purple Cats, the Purple Power Cat, as we go down there, and we'll see what happens there. It falls on a Wednesday, so it'll probably be more likely. You might see an extra day this week with the Big 12 Media Days, but that's going to be going on as well. Time to put a pin on this daily edition here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.